Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. First pitch is a breaking ball that misses low and inside, and we are underway at 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, alongside Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, 1-0 is a strike inside half right at the knees, and we're even at 1-1. We are so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening for baseball here in Salem. 1-1 is a strike. Catches the outside corner of the dish, and it shifts the count to 1-2. The Red Sox, who transform into their alter egos, the Salem Beer Mongers, for the first time this season, coming at 5-6 on the season. On the flip side, the Lynchburg Hillcats went 2, wave and a miss. Got him, strike 3. First professional strikeout for Devin Futrell. And there's one down here in the first. The Hillcats are 5-6 as well. It is game 3 of 6 in this 6-game set. Lynchburg victors in game number 1. And the Red Sox win game 2 on Education Day by a score of 9-7. Here's Welby and Francisca, the switch hitter from the right side. First pitch is a chopper left side. Anderson backhands, gloves, throws across to first. It is in time for out number 2. 5-3 put out as the 6th best prospect in the Guardians organization is retired. And there's 2 down for Luis Marejo. So, if you're a Salem Red Sox fan tuning in for the second consecutive season, you might be wondering,
why are they doing back?
Are we listening to Gio and Carter? Braden a little bit under the weather this evening, so he's out. We're filling in for him on this Thursday night back at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch, a breaking ball that sails high and away, and the count begins at a ball and no strikes. Umpires for today are two-man Carolina League crew, Brandon Johnson behind the dish, and Parker Powell in the field, 1-0. Waving a miss, 1-1.
Well, we couldn't ask for a better weather night tonight, no. Carter. Sun is out. Temperature is about 65 degrees. We'll cool down as the night proceeds.
The 1-1 is a strike. Outside edge. Went fastball. Did the lefty out of Vanderbilt. And it moves the count to 1-2. So it's the first professional start for the lefty Devin Futrell. Out of Vanderbilt. 10th round pick a season ago. By the Boston Red Sox in 2024. Defensive alignment for Salem. Futrell on the bump. Andrew Musit behind the dish. Antonio Anderson is at the hot corner down at third. The 1-2 is a ball that sails low and in. Right at the knees of Luis Marejo. And we're even up at 1-1. Franklin Arias, the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, is at short. Yoelin Cespedes is at second. Fraley Encarnacion at first. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike 3. What a first frame for the southpaw. And to the home half of the first, we go in Salem, scoreless at the yard. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV. bottom half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We are scoreless in Game 3 of the six-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Beermongers on this Thursday night in Roanoke Valley. Top of the lineup for the Red Sox, 1-2-3. Franklin Arias, Yoelan Cespedes, Antonio Anderson. First pitch is scolded left side, through for a base hit. Franklin Arias stays hot, a first pitch single, and the Red Sox have their first base hit of the contest.
Yeah, stays hot indeed. Arias is having a tremendous season, Carter, and so good to see, right? Got to see him through spurts of the tail end last season, and he's picking up big time, and just one of those guys that you'd have to imagine not going to be around Salem super, super long.
Yoelan Cespedes from the right side. Cam Wolte from the stretch comes to third base side and offers breaking ball that sails high and in. Right at the letters of the seventh best prospect of the Red Sox organization. And the count starts at a ball and no strikes.
Oh, and you remember last year with Cespedes.
Oh, yeah. 1-0 from the chest. Arias at first. Winds and fires. It is a breaking ball for a strike, inner edge, 1-1.
The level of excitement to have this prospect up in Salem and got up here, hurt his hand.
Yep.
During batting practice, never actually played last season for the Salem Sox.
From the belt, 1-1. And the righty curls and unfurls. Breaking ball in there, inside edge. Moves the count to a ball and 2 strikes. So starting 9 for the Red Sox, Franklin Arias, Yoelan Cespedes, and Antonio Anderson down at third. 4-5-6, Andrew Musit, Claver Salazar, the designated hitter, and Fraley Encarnacion. 1-2 from the righty. In the dirt it goes, and it evens up the count at 2-2. Nathaniel Yutzen is out in right. Kareem Ayoubi is in left, hitting 8th, and Kelvin Diaz rounds out the starting 9 in center field. Defensive alignment for the Hillcats. Jeffrey Mercedes at third. Welbien Francisca is at short. Garrett Howe at second. Luis Marejo down at first. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike 3. So Cespedes retired on strikes. And there's one down for double A. Antonio Anderson.
Antonio Anderson. So good to watch him play again. And what a treat it was last season. He's really picked it up this year, Carter, though. He's having a terrific start to the year.
2 hits yesterday in the 9-7 victory over the Hillcats. Righty on lefty matchup. The switch hitter from Atlanta, throw to first, is not in time. At first plunge back in there for Franklin Arias. Carlos Gutierrez in left. Jose Perella in center. And Ryan Cesarini plays right for Lynchburg. First pitch. He swings and rips it left side, through for a base hit. Off the glove of Francisca at shorts. So double A stays hot. He scolds the ball through the left side for a base knock. And the Red Sox first and second with just one down.
Yeah, 2 hits in the frame. And it's a well-hit ball by Antonio Anderson. Just crushes it through the left side of the infield. Sets it up nicely for Andrew Musit.
Starting catcher for the Red Sox digs in from the right side. Bennett Thompson behind the plates. And Cam Wolte, the right-hander out of the University of Arizona, toes the rubber for his second consecutive professional start. So they do rule that in E6 on Francisca. A ball ripped off the bat of double A, but it did hit off the glove. First pitch is tipped foul, first base side. And the count begins at 0-1. One that could go either way.
Yeah, tough play.
Don't have Trackman in front of us at the moment, but he probably hit the ball around 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, you'd have to think that was close to, if not triple digits.
Yep. Francisca nearly took his glove off and escapes into left center. The 0-1 to Musit is a breaking ball that misses low and away, and we're even at 1-1. Brandon Johnson, our home plate umpire, and once again Parker Powell in the field. Walty from the stretch. Draft pick by the Cleveland Guardians a season ago. And the 1-1. He swings and chops it left side. Backing up is Mercedes. Throw to second for one. On to first, it is a double play. 5-4-3, got the Sox. And to the second we go in Salem as we remain scoreless at the arc. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV. can't hear anything. Your lips can go a little bit. I can hear you a little bit. Can't hear the ads. But as long as it sounds good, I'm fine. I can hear you. Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We remain scoreless here in the top of the second between the Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number three of this six-game set. Most of Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, we are so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. 4-5-6 it goes in the Hillcats order. Bennett Thompson, Ryan Cesarini, and Jeffrey Mercedes, the starting third baseman. Devin Futrell back on the rubber. First pitch is a breaking ball low and inside. And the count begins at a ball and no strikes. Out of Pembroke Pines, Florida, Devin Futrell. 22-year-old lefty, 1-0. Wave and a miss. Back to the breaking ball. And we're even at 1-1. Bennett Thompson for Lynchburg hitting .417 on the season. In his second consecutive season, 1-1. Is fly down the left field line. Antonio Anderson in foul ground gives it a look and watches it hit the seats. Moves the count to 1-2. Second consecutive season, Thompson has suited up for the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Sox are 5-6. Had lost five in a row before snapping the skid yesterday in a win over Lynchburg. One ball, two strikes, curls and unfurls. Low and inside, and it evens up the count at 2-2. Again, first game this season, the Red Sox have turned into the Salem Beer Mongers. Alter ego on Thursday evenings. 2-2, a quick pitch, and ring him up, strike three, inside corner. The hesitation from Futrell, it turns into his third K of the contest. Thompson rung up on the inner half, and there's one down for Ryan Cesarini.
Well, you remember how good the Sox were last year on Thursday nights here at home as the Beer Mongers.
Ryan Cesarini, lefty-on-lefty matchup out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. First pitch, a breaking ball that is low and inside as the count starts at 1-0. Sox were, what, 12-1?
I think.
1-0. Lefty winds, fires. He swings and dribbles it foul, first base side.
It was undefeated for the majority of the year, no doubt about that.
It was undefeated until the second to last Thirsty Thursday, which was against the Lynchburg Hillcats. And you know how I remember that?
Why do you?
I was not here that night.
Okay.
1-1. Breaking ball low and in. He checked his swing but did not go. And it's two balls and a strike.
So it was your fault.
I was doing soccer in Blacksburg on the ACC Network Extra, and I was watching the game at PK's, a local establishment, and the Sox end up losing. 2-1, low and outside, three balls and a strike. Of course, a nod to the local breweries here in Salem in the Roanoke Valley. Cesarini, a former 14th round pick two seasons ago. 3-1, he swings and flies it straightaway center. To his right is Kelvin Diaz, creeps in, and makes the catch at high for out number two. So five up, five down for the southpaw. And here's Jeffrey Mercedes, the starting third baseman. Game three of the six-game set in the 460 rivalry between the Red Sox Lynchburg Hillcats, just separated by about an hour and 15 minutes. Mercedes from the right side, first pitch from the lefty. He swings and crushes it. Left center field, Ayubi started back, creeps in, Aries calls him off, and snatches it waist high for out number three. Six up, six down for Devin Futrell. And to the home after the second we go in Salem, still scoreless at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB. TV. bottom half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We remain scoreless between the Salem Beer Mongers and the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number three of this six-game set. Alongside Javon Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, we are so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. 5-6-7 it goes in the Red Sox order. First pitch, and Salazar swings and misses at a breaking ball as the count begins at nothing and one. Gleyber Salazar, the designated hitter, Freddy Encarnacion and Nathaniel Yutzen. 0-1, he swings and nubs it foul, first base side. Little excuse me swing for the designated hitter for the Salem Beer Mongers. And it's nothing and two. Cam Walty still toes the rubber. 0-2. Hideaway goes. Went fastball. And it shifts the count to a ball and two strikes. Gleyber Salazar, designated hitter for the Salem Beer Mongers, sees a ball in the dirt. And it shifts the count to two balls and two strikes. 18-year-old out of Venezuela. Signed with the Red Sox back in January of 2023. 2-2. Ring him up, strike three on the inside corner. Went breaking ball in her half, right at the knees. Salazar retired on strikes. And there's one down for Freddy Encarnacion.
Second strikeout for Cam Walty thus far.
Mm-hmm. Out of Arizona, great baseball program.
Oh, yeah.
An Arizona-Vanderbilt pitching matchup today?
Like, think about that. That has Omaha written all over it.
First pitch, and Fraley sees one low and outside. One ball, no strikes to the Red Sox starting first baseman in his second season here with the Salem Red Sox. And the 1-0. Wave and a miss. Out in front of the sweeping slider, and it's even at 1-1. Encarnacion, 20-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Pitch, he swings and dribbles at third base side foul. Past the first-year manager of the Salem Red Sox, Ozzy Chavez, and it's 1-2.
Let's see if you can name any current MLB players that
Arizona?
That came from Arizona.
Austin Wells.
Yeah.
1-2. He swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. Francisca ranges back. Now Howe will make the catch on the edge of the grass for route number two.
I love games like this.
I'm not going to lie. That may be all I got. Austin Wells.
There's some names.
You know who also has some names is Arizona State. Dustin Pedroia played at Arizona State.
Very true.
Can you give me some teams?
Red Sox. He's every third day outfielder, I'd say.
Huh.
Rob Refsnyder.
Did he really?
He played at the University of Arizona.
Here's Nathaniel Yutzen. He waves and dribbles it foul off his front foot. Nothing in one. I think I've heard that before. Rob Refsnyder, he was like a first or second round pick, too.
Yeah.
Kind of dabbled around for a couple years, multiple organizations.
You know who else thinking Red Sox? Bobby Dalbec.
He did. That's right. 0-1. In the dirt. 1-1. He's with the White Sox now. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. But, you know, it's a name that chimes through the Red Sox fan base.
Now, if you gave me Vanderbilt, I mean, you could get on a laundry list. 1-1. He swings and chops it right side. Howe charges on three hops, flips it to first, and there's out number three.
Well, it'll wait till the next inning, I guess.
We'll continue the game as we move to the third in Salem. Scoreless, Beer Mongers and the Hillcats on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Thank you.
of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We remain scoreless between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number three of this six-game set. 7-8-9 it goes in the Hillcats order. Jose Barella from the left side. It is a lefty-on-lefty matchup to start the frame. First pitch is a fly ball into left center. To his left, Kareem Ayubi is there. Calls off Diaz and will make the catch, round number one. One pitch, one out for the Hillcats as Futrell continues to roll. By the way, Giovanni Heater just ran back in here. I'm going to out this man right now. I just asked for a water bottle.
Yeah?
And the guy delivered a water bottle for me. I'm very appreciative. But midway through the commercial break, he threw the water bottle at me. And I didn't even see it. Luckily, it didn't hit me. And you're like, it's under the table. First pitch misses low and outside. Check that call to strike by Brandon Johnson on Christopher Espinola. And the count begins at nothing and one. So you got me the water. Very appreciative. But I almost got drilled.
Well,
one is dribbled right side. Charge in Cespedes. Gloves. Throws to first. And there is out number two.
I had an extreme sense of urgency because of the fact that I was so used to doing Virginia Tech softball with you, I thought we were about to switch play-by-play duties.
Oh, yes, that's right. It typically happens after the second.
And then when I settled in and the first pitch happened, I quickly realized my mistake.
You're like, oh, I got time. Yeah, you rush back to throw the headset. Carlos Gutierrez from the left side for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And the starting left fielder, first pitch, is a misser, low and away, skipping into the mitt of Andrew Musitt. And the count begins at a ball and no strikes.
All right, let's see if you can name any more Arizona products before we take it to Vanderbilt.
1-0 is a strike, top of the zone of the letters, even at 1-1. By the way, the Hillcats in their road grays and the Red Sox in their Salem Beermongers alter ego unis, but the Carolina blue, the Beermongers across the chest in the scripted fonts, and the navy blue sleeving with red sleeves underneath.
Believe it or not, they currently have 11
big leaguers
that are currently playing.
One ball, one strike. He curls and unfurls. It is a misser, low and away.
Which feels like a lot.
Two balls and a strike. Yeah, it does.
Kevin Newman.
One. Tyler McGill played at Arizona. How about that? 2-1 is ripped left side and caught by a leaping Franklin Arias, route number three. Out in front of a changeup. Arias waits on it and collects it with ease as we keep on rolling from Salem to the home half of the third. We go at the yard, scoreless between the Sox and the Hillcats on MILB.com and MILB TV. Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Hey, we are so thrilled you could join us on MILB.com. And if you're watching on MILB TV, you just caught Giovanni Heater with his feet up on the counter.
Yeah, making myself at home back in the old stomping grounds, you know.
Hello, everybody. How are you? 8-9-1 it goes. Kareem Ayubi sees one low and inside as the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us on this gorgeous Thursday evening here from Salem. 1-0 is dribbled right side, but it trickles foul. evens it up at 1-1. So Ayubi, Kelvin Diaz, and Franklin Arias for the Salem Beer Mongers. Just one combined hit between both sides. It was an Arias leadoff single. 1-1 is low and inside. And it moves the count to 2-2. First pitch of the game for Franklin Arias into left center field. Since then, nada for either side. Kim Walty toes the rubber, third inning of work. 2-1, swing and a miss. Evens it up at 2-2. All right, we were talking about Arizona. So Tyler McGill played at Arizona. Okay, that's news to me. Who else played at Arizona? Can you give me some more names?
Yeah, you got Cesar Salazar.
Oh, okay.
Chase Silzeth.
2-2, low and inside. Fills it up to 3-2.
Cal Stevenson. Andrew Nardi.
Okay, yep.
Tyler McGill.
3-2. Swing and a dribbler foul, first base side. Ayubi spoils it and stays alive.
Willie Calhoun. I'd say I'd say your biggest names are probably Raff Snyder, Dahlbeck, and obviously Austin Wells.
Austin Wells is probably your biggest. Yeah.
I'd agree, yeah.
3-2. Winds and fires. He swings and rips it left side. It will trickle foul. Right back towards us, but about 15 feet to our left.
How about this, though? Retired jerseys. There's one name that really sticks out here. John Salmon, Lee Franklin, Trevor Hoffman, Kelsey Osborne, but then there's a last name.
3-2 is ripped. Right center field on the run. Perella, it is down for a base hit. Two hopping against the wall. Ayubi round second, racing for third. Here's the relay. It is not made. A leadoff triple, Kareem Ayubi, and the Sox are in business here in the third.
How about that? He smokes that thing right to the sweet spot. And, Carter, how many times have we had the privilege to say this cavernous ballpark can be triples and doubles heaven at time?
No doubt.
With the extra base hit opportunities, it just feels like the outfield is so massive and keeps on going and going. And if you don't have a good read on a ball or it's hit towards a gap, good luck. That's exactly what happened, and Ayubi shows off his speed.
Here's Kelvin Diaz from the right side. Infield draws in. First pitch is a strike inside corner at the knees. And the count starts at nothing and one.
And the last jersey retirement for Arizona, Terry Francona.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. He is an Arizona Wildcat. 0-1. Ready deals. He swings and flies it left center field. Gutierrez to his left, creeps in, may not be deep enough, makes the catch, runner tags, here's the throw to the plate, it will be on a hop in time.
Yeah, I'm surprised they ran there. That obviously, you know, hindsight's always going to be 20-20, but that's a shallow fly ball. Really probably only about 20 yards away maybe from the infield. And an easy play. With the perfect throw, Thompson applies the tag at the dish, and he's out by a good five steps, really.
Interesting to run him with nobody out as well, and with Franklin Arias waiting on deck. If you are watching on MILB TV, you just saw the replay.
Wastes a triple.
Franklin Arias will see one low and outside. Well, no strikes.
And you have to feel good, too, if you know you accept the out in left field.
Oh, yeah.
You're playing with one out, but then you're going to the top of the
right,
order,
exactly.
Too. You know?
1-0 is a strike outside corner, and we're even at 1-1.
It's not just the fact that, obviously, you get to live to fight another day. It's not like you're going towards the bottom of your order. You're going right back to the top.
1-1 is a misser low and outside. 2-2.
Which, if anybody knows anything about minor league baseball at the single-A level, it's typically just the top bats bat at the top.
2-1. Breaking ball low and in. Dancing out of the way, Franklin Arias, 3-1.
And sure, that's a recipe anywhere, but it almost goes in direct order. Highest listed prospect, followed by second highest listed prospect. I mean, that's just how it goes.
3-1 is a strike inside edge. Fills up to 3-2.
You just feel really good with a 409 hitting Arias up and a runner on third, and instead, the base running blunder takes that opportunity away.
3-2. He swings and dribbles it right side. Howell to his left, collects, throws to first, and there is out number 3. So a leadoff triple wasted off the bat of Kareem Ayubi as the Hillcats turn a double play on a potential sack fly opportunity. And in the fourth, we go in Salem. Still scoreless at the yard on MILB.com and MILB TV. top of the fourth in Salem. Still scoreless between the Hillcats and the Red Sox in game three of the six-game set. And just like old times, ready to take us through the rest of the middle frames. Let's toss it over to my left to Mr. Giovanni Heater.
I appreciate it, Carter. We're still scoreless in Salem between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Of course, the old 460 rivalry. And the first pitch on the way to Garrett Howe as he takes a strike on the outer half. 89 with the fastball, 0-1. Back to the top of the order, 1-2-3 for the Hillcats. Garrett Howe, Welbin Francisca, and Luis Marejo. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And it misses downstairs. The count now 1-1. Two hits for the Red Sox. No hits for Lynchburg thus far. One ball, one strike, the pitch. He swings, dribbles it right side. Two hops into the glove of Cespedes. A short throw to first in time for out number one.
By the way, it is the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Again, 540-354-5890.
From the left side, Welbin Francisca. Here's the first pitch. He takes a fastball top of the zone, 96 with the heat, and the count is 0-1. Francisca so far today grounded out to the hot corner, a 5-3 putout back in the first. Futrell kicks and deals, 0-1 on the way. Swung on, lifted high into the air, shallow left field. Giving it a chase is Kareem Ayoubi, and he's underneath it to make the head-high catch for out number two. Two gone here in the fourth, scoreless between the Hillcats and the Red Sox in what's been a pitcher's duel up to this point. Sox had base hit and an error in the first, hit a triple in the third. And from the right side, Luis Marejo digs on in. First pitch on the way. Misses inside with a fastball. The count 1-0. And the pitcher on the bump this frame for the Red Sox, Luis Cohen, 21-year-old righty. Kicks and deals. 1-0 pitch. Taken for a strike, bottom of the zone. Count even at 1-1. Marejo swinging at 185 on this season. Has two home runs and five RBI to his name. Struck out swinging so far tonight. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. And the count now 1-2 for Marejo. One of the familiar names for Carter and I, who was around in Lynchburg towards the tail end of last season, Cohen deals, 1-2. Swung on, chopped, foul, left side. 1-2, it'll remain. And it's so good, Carter, to get to see everybody, that it was a treat to work with. For me, the last two summers, and for you, last year, of course. 1-2 for Luis Marejo. Pitch on the way. Swung on, drilled down the left field line. It is a foul ball. 1-2, it'll stay.
And Luis Cohen, too, also.
Oh, yeah.
Know your name.
No doubt. So grateful to everybody here with the Sox that made the last couple of years so special. And Braden's doing a tremendous job this year. Unbelievable. The 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 1-2-3 go the Hillcats in the fourth. We're still scoreless in Salem. Bottom of four after this on MILB TV. Welcome back on a Thursday night here in Salem. Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you, whether you're listening on MILB.com or tuning in on MILB TV. Bottom of the fourth inning between the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Scoreless between Lynchburg and Salem, and the Sox ready to go. 2-3-4 in the batting order. Heart of the order for the Sox, Yoelan Cespedes, Antonio Anderson, and Andrew Musick. Brianna Johnson behind the dish calling balls and strikes tonight. Parker Powell is your field umpire. First pitch on the way to Cespedes. He ducks away from a breaking ball high and in at 83. And the count now 1-0. Yoelan swinging at 216. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat this evening. 1-0 pitch on the way. He limbos away from a strike this time. Curled back into the zone with the slider. And the count now at 1-1. Cam Walty on the bump. He deals 1-1. Swung on, lifted up into the air. Foul ground, right side, tailing into the seats. 1-2. Two hits for the Red Sox. One of them in the first. A triple that was wasted by Kareem Ayoubi an inning ago in the third. 1-2 on the way to Cespedes. He swings, goes around, took him to a knee with a breaking ball at 80 below the zone. And Cespedes is retired in the bottom of four.
So we were talking earlier about Arizona alums.
Yes, sir.
Vanderbilt baseball alums in just a minute. Despite Futrell being out of the game.
From the left side, Antonio Anderson. Righty on lefty, first pitch. Called his strike on the outer half. The count now 0-1. Double A hitting 333. Aboard with an error earlier tonight that really could have gone either way. The 0-1 looked at for a strike top of the zone, and the count now 0-2. So Arias with a hit, Ayoubi with the triple. Sox no runs to show for it. Here's the 0-2 to Anderson. Swung on, hit off the hands, flown left side into the seats. He'll fight another day at 0-2. Ant with a slug of 444. What you got, Carter?
Just continuing to rise this season.
0-2, breaking ball taken down and in at the feet. One ball and two strikes. Lynchburg won it on Tuesday. Salem won it last night. Well, early afternoon, really. One ball, two strikes. It was Education Day at the yard. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, didn't go. Pitch missed in the dirt. An appeal. First base umpire Parker Powell. Agrees, and the count 2-2.
Jogly Garcia, new pitcher on the bump for Lynchburg. So Walty's final line, 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 strikeouts, no walks.
2-2 to double A. Swing and a foul tip. Just gets a part of the bottom of the bat. Trickles to the left side of Thompson behind the dish. 2-2, it'll stay. A decent crowd on hand tonight here in Salem with the weather warming up just a little bit. You have to think this weekend, though. Friday and Saturday, the weather's supposed to be tremendous.
Oh, tremendous.
80 degrees supposed to be on Saturday, Carter. 2 balls, 2 strikes for Antonio Anderson with 1 gone, nobody on. Scoreless game in the bottom of four. The 2-2. Outside, ball 3.
Currently 63 degrees here in Salem. But yeah, this weekend, to your point, I think high at 84, 85 on Saturday. And then tomorrow, 78 range for some Friday night baseball and fireworks for the Hillcats and Sox.
And a pitch misses down and away. Double A works the full count walk. With 1 gone, the Sox have a 1-out base runner. Scoreless still in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a good aggressive base runner at that. You know the speed that Antonio Anderson has in his toolbox. Here's Andrew Musick. Grounded into a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. His first time up in the first. 1 gone, runner on first. Scoreless game. Righty on righty. First pitch to Musick. Taken downstairs for ball one. All right, Carter, let's get into that Vanderbilt alum conversation. Piggybacking off the Red Sox starting pitcher, Devin Futrell, Commodore alum. 1 ball, no strikes for Musick. Here's the pitch. Down and away. A nice snare by Thompson to pick it off the dirt. Keep it from getting to the backstop. Avoiding a free base. 2-0. All right, who you got? Who can you name
Can I name guys that aren't currently pitching in the big leagues, too? There's a lot of them.
Sure.
David Price.
Sure.
Sonny Gray.
Okay.
Walker Buehler.
Walker Buehler is a Red Sox, baby.
He is, yep.
Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Musit. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. 2-1.
Walker Buehler.
Are you naming just pitchers?
No, I do players in general, but those are the first three that come to mind.
Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Taken for a strike. Fell right over the plate at 80 with the slider. Count even. Deuces wild at 2-2.
Kumar Rocker.
Yeah.
Jack Leiter.
Okay.
Oh, Dansby Swanson.
Yeah, I was going to say. You're missing the big one, yeah.
Carson Fulmer.
Two balls, two strikes for Andrew Musit. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball way down and away. Swung well out of the zone. Second strikeout in the frame. Two gone with double A at first after the walk. Here's Claver Salazar, the designated hitter in the five hole for the Red Sox. Who, by the way, are rebranding. That's public knowledge.
Yes,
now.
Yes it is. Starting next season, no more Salem Red Sox.
Pick off over to first. Anderson easily plummets head first in safely at first.
Yeah, the Vanderbilt thing's going to bother me. There's definitely more. Oh, there's absolutely more. I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm missing a big position player.
Mike Yastrzemski.
Okay. He played there?
I guess so. According to this list. First pitch. Taken downstairs, ball one. Kyle Wright, Austin Martin, Sonny Gray.
Yep, Sonny Gray. Yep. Sonny Gray's been around a long time.
Kirk Casale.
Okay.
One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Misses down and out, 2-0. I actually recognize more names on the Arizona alumni list.
Vanderbilt's gotten some studs in the big leagues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Vandy boys. You think that? You think premier college baseball. 2-0. Trims down it in, misses the zone. It's 3-0 for Claver Salazar, a 226 hitter. Struck out looking first time up tonight. Colin Snyder. Three balls, no strikes, the pitch. And he takes ball four. Carter, before it even left the hand of the second pitcher of the night for the Hillcats, Salazar was already ducking away from it, accepting ball number four and the second walk of the frame. A two-out walk gives the Sox first and second, puts Anderson into scoring position. Here's Fraley Encarnacion and first to mound visit.
Yeah, more traffic for the Sox. That is the second walk of the contest for Salem.
So it's been a little bit of both for Yogli Garcia here in this fourth inning. Two strikeouts, two walks as well.
Two-thirds of an inning so far. Backing up the right-hander, Waltz. Facing Encarnacion, and then Nathaniel Uten as well on deck.
Well, we already heard from Ozzy Chavez, the manager of the Sox, that he would like Antonio Anderson's error to turn into a hit.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I mean, he hit that ball so hard. That was the line drive of the first inning that skipped up the mid of Francisca. Shorts and screaming line drive hit him in the mid, but
sure,
again, could go either way.
First and second, two gone. Fraley Encarnacion from the right side. First pitch misses at the ankles. The count now 1-0. 297 on the year for Fraley. Popped out to second base first time up this evening. Sox with two hits, possibly a third post game. We'll see. Right now it's an error. 1-0 to Encarnacion. Misses, gets past the catcher in Thompson. Free bases again for the Red Sox, and now a pair in scoring position with two gone. Anderson takes third. Salazar to second. What you got, Carter?
The Sox have just had a lot of traffic on the base pass. Two base runners in the first, and then in the second, you had the leadoff triple that turned into the double play after the would-be sack fly. And Iubi is gunned down at the dish. And then in the fourth, so far you have two base runners on the two walks, and now the wild pitch. Basically, you give the Sox a 2-0 advantage early on.
Garcia peers to home plate. Kicks and deals. 2-0 on the way. Swung on, chopped to the left side. Two hops to a backpedaling Francisco. Throw to first is in time for out number three. So that brings the inning to a close. The Sox strand a pair in scoring position. We're still scoreless here in Salem. Top of the fifth after this on MILB TV. Top of the fifth here in Salem, still scoreless between Lynchburg and the Red Sox. Lynchburg took game one of the series on Tuesday. Red Sox bounced back yesterday. 11 a.m. first pitch yesterday, Carter. I'm sure you remember those, getting up for those 11 a.m.ers with the students in town. Bennett Thompson ready to lead off for the Hillcats. First pitch on the way. And it's a strike for Luis Cohen to get him going on the inner half. 95 with the fastball. 0-1. 4-5-6 in the Hillcat order. Thompson, Cesarini, and Mercedes. Cohen kicks and deals. 0-1 on the way. Misses down and away. Gets past Musit. Rolls to the backstop. 1-1. Well, the Sox, Carter, it's fair to say, have had a couple of opportunities here tonight, but have not gotten a runner to cross. Their opportunities have certainly been more plentiful than that of Lynchburg. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Just below the zone. Taken for ball two, and the count now 2-1. In fact, Lynchburg is still hitless to this point. The Red Sox have two plus an error that really could have gone either way. Most notably, though, the triple to lead things off in the third for Kareem Ayubi. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Misses downstairs a third time, but it's 3-1.
The Hillcats don't want to jinx anything, but it's been 12 of 12 down so far. Not a single base runner so far for Lynchburg.
Cohen, shrug of the shoulders, kicks and deals. 3-1 on the way. Clips the top of the zone for strike two, and the count is worked full. Well, Thompson's had a tremendous year to this point. He's swinging at 400, Clark. Struck out looking first time up. That was to lead off the second. Cohen deals, payoff pitch. An appeal on a check swing. First base umpire Parker Powell says he didn't go. And it's the first base runner of the day for Lynchburg. So a full count walk for Bennett Thompson. Here's Ryan Cesarini, the right fielder. Flew out to center field first time up. And maybe now the Hillcats can get something going here, Carter. I take you to the opportunities spoiled by the Sox. You had two on in the first. Then you had a runner on third with nobody out and a UB in the third. First pitch misses high and away to Cesarini, 1-0. And just a base-running blunder. They send him on a shallow fly ball to left field. He's thrown out at the plate. Part of a double play. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Runner goes from first, and it plunks him on the right shoulder. So back-to-back free passes surrendered by Luis Cohen. A walk and a hit by pitch, and there's two aboard for the Hillcats here in the fifth.
Yeah, Salem Lions so far today. Devin Futrell, three innings. No hits, no runs, three strikeouts, no walks, and then Luis Cohen, inning in relief so far, inning plus in relief so far. Strikeout and a walk. The season ERA currently sits at 2.08, and Lynchburg now threatening for the first time today.
Still hitless are the Hillcats. One swing, though, can change the dynamic of the game. First pitch to Mercedes is popped up. Left side of the infield, now in foul ground. Encarnacion chases, and he watches it into the first row of seating. Behind the Red Sox dugout, it's 0-1. Jeffrey Mercedes, the third baseman, he popped out his first time up to the dish. Fell into the lap of Arias, the shortstop for the Sox. Still scoreless, top of the fifth. If you're just joining us at about the midway point here in Salem, the Hillcats with first and second occupied, still nobody out. Top of five. Ready on lefty matchup, Cohen deals, 0-1. Swung on, crushed. High and straightaway center field. Chasing underneath it, Diaz, and he makes the catch. A tag up, moving from second to third is Thompson. Play at third, and it's just not in time. It took Anderson a little bit too far away to the right of the third base bag. A good tag up by Thompson, and there's runners on the corners now with one gone.
Curious to see how the Sox play this. Bring the corners in, middle infield back, hoping to turn the double play. Instead, the entire infield will wait back, hoping to turn a deep hit in the frame.
So the opportunity belongs to the center fielder, Jose Pereira. First and third, one gone. Still hitless are the Hillcats. First pitch to the 250 hitting lefty. A swing at a miss, handcuffed him high and in. Fastball at 94 off the right hand of Cohen, 0-1. In the stretch, Luis Cohen wearing number 40 in the Beer Mongers, home threads. Wine and fire, 0-1. Swing and a miss. 84 that time, breaking ball, bottom of the zone. And Cohen working ahead here, bouncing back, 0-2.
Rocked to 27 a season ago.
He did.
Season in Salem, obviously.
I wonder what the thought behind the number switch was. He fires, 0-2. Runner takes off from first, swing, and a miss. He struck him out. A free bag, though, for Ryan Cesarini. Good pitch to run on with the off-speed. And now two in scoring position for the Hillcats. Two gone.
I was thinking about the other day. I don't know if there's a single guy on the Red Sox roster other than Nathaniel Yuten that is wearing the same number as last season.
First pitch on the way and taken just outside with a fastball for Christopher Espinola, the designated hitter. In the eighth spot, he grounded out to the second baseman in Cespedes. First time up. Second and third, scoreless, two gone at the fifth, the 1-0. Swung on, hit off the hands, foul, left side into the seats, 1-1. Espinola swinging at 167, trying to get that batting average up, has just three RBI, but a base hit could put a dent into this thing, and cross two, nearly doubling his RBI total this season. 1-1 on the way. Just outside with the slider. Two balls and a strike for Espinola.
First base open, but not trying to walk anybody in this situation, trying to get out of the jam.
2-1. Misses outside. Three balls and a strike. That time went with the heater at 94. And to your point, Carter, you have somewhere to put him. But obviously just trying to get out of the frame here.
Cohen also going through the windup.
Cohen rocks and fires. 3-1 on the way. Misses below the zone outside as well, and it's ball four. A five-pitch walk in the eight hole for Christopher Espinola, and the bases are loaded with two gone here for the Hillcats. A little bit of a jam here if you're the Red Sox. Had a similar situation offensively in the fourth, Carter. We were talking about offensive opportunities that have been squandered. Sox had second and third occupied with two gone. Couldn't get anybody home. And a very similar situation here for the Hillcats. Just had second and third. Now they load them with a five-pitch walk. And digging in, the nine-hole hitting left fielder, Carlos Gutierrez.
Andrew Musick going to try and challenge Luis Cohen here, continuing to point, Geller's direction.
First pitch. This is outside. 87-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, 1-0. Infield playing out for the Sox, just trying to collect that final out and end the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-0 to Gutierrez. Swing and a miss. 94 blew the fastball by him, 1-1.
So Bennett Thompson down a third, two dart down the third baseline, trying to get Luis Cohen to balk in this situation.
One ball, one strike for Gutierrez. Here's the pitch. Swung on, laced down the left field line. It's a base hit. Going to score some runs. Thompson is in. Right behind him is Cesarini. Two cross for the Hillcats. Two RBI single, Carlos Gutierrez. And Lynchburg strikes first here in game three of the 460 rivalry.
First base hit of the day for the Hillcats as well. Bases were loaded on two walks and a hit by pitch, and Lynchburg takes advantage.
It just goes to show, Carter, the free passes will come back to haunt you. And we go back to the top of the order. Garrett Howell from the left side, 0-for-2 today, a ground out and a strikeout. Ready on lefty, first pitch. He takes a strike. 86 on a breaking ball, bottom of the zone, 0-1. Howell, 188 hitter this season. First and second, 2-0 the new score, and a lead for Lynchburg, the 0-1. Called a strike, bottom of the zone again. Breaking ball, 0-2.
You'll want to get out of the jam right now. Having yielded two runs already, give your offense an opportunity. Because though Salem hasn't scored, the Sox have kind of built some momentum with the base runners so far in the last couple of frames. And
0-2 pitch from Cohen. Spikes in the dirt. One ball and two strikes.
You definitely want to take advantage of that in this type of situation. But Cohen just trying to escape the jam right now. Nobody warming up in the Salem bullpen as we speak.
Two gone, first and second. 2-0 Lynchburg. 1-2 the count. Cohen deals. Runners take off. Pitch misses high and in. Snap throw to third, and it trickles away off the glove of Anderson into shallow left field. Throw in, play at the plate, not even close, and a run scores on the error. So it's 3-0 Lynchburg. Espinola crosses home. Stolen base to get third. And then the error gives him home plate. And it's 3-0 Hillcats with a runner on second in Gutierrez. Two balls, two strikes to count for Garrett Howell. And the pitch on the way. Swung on, tapped to the left side, scooped up by Anderson. Step fire to first in time for out number three. Well, Carter, they bent and then eventually ended up breaking. Three free passes in the fifth plagued the Sox. Two RBI single from Carlos Gutierrez. And then the error allows a third run to cross. It's 3-0 Hillcats, bottom of the fifth after this in Salem. First pitch to Nathaniel Uten misses down and away as we get going to the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-0. Lynchburg leads it over Salem. And the 1-0 misses down and in. Trickles between the legs of Thompson. Nathaniel Uten digging in for the Red Sox. Leads things off. 7-hole hitter from right field. 7-8-9 go the Sox here in the bottom of five. And Uten flies one. Foul ground. Left side into the seats. 1-2. Well, Giovanni Heater alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV and MILB.com. Uten, a 130 hitter so far this season, Carter. And the 1-2. Misses outside. The count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Second inning of work for Yogely Garcia. Sat down the Sox and four back in the fourth. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. This is the third strikeout for Garcia. And the first out of the fifth inning.
Yeah, interesting box score when you look at things as a whole, too. It goes 3-1-1 for Lynchburg. Just one base hit. It was a two-run single. Off the bat of Carlos Gutierrez. And then for Salem, 0-2-1. Just two base hits for the Sox, but quite a bit of traffic here in the last couple of frames.
First pitch to Kareem Ayubi. Snares the outside corner. 93 with the fastball. 0-1. Kareem really needed that extra base hit that he got in the third, the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Hitting 0-91 on the season. And then, boom, cranks a triple. Just felt like it got him out of a slump. Unfortunately, nothing to show for it as he flies one foul, 1-2.
In the outfield, look how shallow they're playing right now for Lynchburg, too.
Yeah.
You can kind of see on MILB TV. Perella in straightaway center field.
1-2 pitch on the way to Ayubi. Misses Zion in, 2-2. So he led off the third with the triple, Carter, and then the base-running blunder tagged out at home plate. Sox essentially still sat down in three. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down at end. Two gone. That's four strikeouts for Yogely Garcia.
Kelvin Diaz now an opportunity.
Nine-hole hitting center fielder. I do like his walk-up tune.
Oh, Kanye?
No, Kendrick.
Oh, Kendrick, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said
first
Kanye.
First pitch to Diaz. Flown foul right
not
side.
Not like us.
One.
Not like us by Kendrick. I don't know why I said Kanye.
That's okay.
I just said the wrong name.
It's all right.
My fault, everybody.
It happens.
My fault.
It happens.
Sorry, Will. I know Will Howell's listening at the booth to our right. He's like, the disrespect to my guy Kendrick.
No balls at a strike. The Super Bowl headliner, if you will. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2.
Music's really taken off since then, too. Not that he wasn't already a superstar.
Sure.
But you see that stuff everywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's still talking about the Super Bowl show and everything. I think we thought it was just okay. But the music itself is what carries the presentation.
0-2, swing and a miss, and he sits down Diaz, and he strikes out the side. 5 Ks on the night, 3 of them coming in the fifth for Yogely Garcia. 3-0 Hillcats, top of the sixth. To this in Salem. the sixth inning here in Salem. 3-0 Lynchburg leads it over the Red Sox. Lynchburg back up to bat. Goes 2-3-4 in the order, and the first pitch is tapped foul by Welbin Francisca to the pull side, and the count 0-1. 129 hitter Francisca. So far tonight, he is 0-2, a flyout and a groundout. Luis Cohen remains on the mound for the Red Sox. The righty kicks and deals. The 0-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, downed it in, and the count quickly 0-2. Well, the Sox were retired 1-2-3 in the fifth with three consecutive strikeouts by Yogli Garcia. Luis Cohen on the other side, the 0-2. And it misses just down and in. One ball and two strikes.
A little bit of action in the Salem bullpen as well. Don't have the number, but a righty is throwing for the Sox.
1-2 on the way. Misses upstairs, and the count now even at 2-2. Lynchburg with one hit tonight, Carter. Two for the Red Sox, but the one hit for the Hillcats has been the difference maker when you give three free passes in the inning. The 1-2 hit on the ground right side, and it one hops off the mitt of Cespedes into shallow right field. It is a base hit. And the second hit of the night for the Hillcats.
Sixth best prospect in the Guardians organization. Second season with Lynchburg. Bullet through the right side.
What do you think about
play for Yellen Cespedes?
What do you think? Not to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry.
What do you think about the Guardians? Postseason team last year. Are you looking at a similar situation for Cleveland this season?
Yeah, I would think they're going to contend to win the AL Central.
First pitch to Luis Marejo misses down and away. 1-0.
I would think they're going to contend to win the AL Central. The problem is they get to the postseason. And they've never really, other than that 16 year, they've never gotten over the hump.
1-0. Down and away. 2-0.
Of getting over the Goliaths in the sport.
It was interesting. I happened to be in Columbus, Ohio, to watch an Ohio State football game. They were taking on Iowa that weekend in Columbus. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Swung on, chopped to the left side of the infield, scooped up by Anderson, fired a first on the run, is in time, and he got him. Beautiful play by Double A. Moves the runner to second. There is one gone here in the sixth.
So you're in Columbus.
I'm in Columbus.
The Buckeye State.
But there were a slew of Guardians fans, diehards, Ohio State students, and that was arguably just as big of a deal as the Buckeyes game that day. Now, the expectation was to go beat up on Iowa. But you had half, maybe not half, 20% of the student section wearing Guardians jerseys and whatnot.
Oh, we just got some T-shirts.
We got T-shirts. Here's Bennett Thompson, first pitch. Breaking ball inside, 1-0.
So it's funny you say that. That was the weekend we were just talking about it with Mike from Strikes for Tyson from San Francisco.
That's right.
The weekend Virginia Tech was playing at Stanford. Ohio State and Iowa were playing that weekend in the Shoe. So that was the first weekend of October, meaning it was the first week of the postseason.
1-0. Called a strike in our half, 1-1. And yeah, it was a playoff series.
And the Cleveland sports fan base, as you know, with the Cavs and LeBron in years past and Indians and now the Guardians, what they've done on the field, the Browns, that fan base is just ready to win. And they've done it recently to some extent.
1-1. Swung on, chop left side, scooped in off the mitt of Anderson. Retrieving it though before it could get into the outfield, Arias. There's a runner on first and third as Francisca makes it safely. We'll see how they score it. Base hit, Carter. Kind of ate up Anderson.
Catch the replay real fast. Chopper left side.
I mean, he missed it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a base hit. So Bennett Thompson has his first of the day. But, yeah, the Cleveland sports fan base is hungry. I mean, they just, again, they get to the postseason every single year, the Guardians do, but they just can't get over that hump of beating one of the Goliaths in the American League.
First pitch to Ryan Cesarini. Hits it off the hands right back towards us, and it doinks off the window directly to our right, 0-1. You almost had your moment, Clark.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. Still have yet to get a foul ball while on air. But someday it will happen.
It will happen someday. I thought it was happening for just a split moment right there and right then. No balls and a strike for Cesarini. First and third, one gone. 3-0 Hillcats lead. The 0-1. Called the strike. Bottom of the zone. 93 with the fastball. 0-2.
They went to the World Series in 16.
What a year. You had Cubs.
The Cubs.
And the Indians.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
But every single year since, it's 0.
0-2. Runner takes off. Misses down and in. I'll never forget. And I was a novice baseball fan, but there's just some moments you still watch as a fan of sports in general.
Like the Masters this past weekend.
Sure. I remember infield now playing in for the Sox. Second and third on the stolen base. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Swings and taps it foul right side, does Cesarini. 1-2, it'll stay. I remember Aroldis Chapman forcing, I believe, a game six. By closing out game five, I want to say, in Chicago.
Vice versa. He blew the save in game seven.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul right side. No, he must have pitched twice in the series.
Oh, he definitely pitched. Yeah, he was their closer.
I think he closed game 5-4-6.
I want to
say 4-5.
Maybe. I want to say Cleveland was up 3-1 in that series. And the Cubs won the last three games. But he blew the save in Cleveland in game seven in the bottom of the ninth, and it went to a 10th inning.
1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Throw down a first in time, and that's the inning second out.
Regardless, Aroldis Chapman, very key piece in the World Series.
Let's see, Chapman.
He might have closed the game earlier in that series.
Save World Series. Eight-out save lifts Cubs to win October 31st, 2016. When would that? In game to secure game five. So it was
really?
Game five,
okay.
4-6. I knew I wasn't tripping, Clark.
I'm sorry. What was the standings? What was the series at that point?
Let's see. This is what Google is for.
Oh, you're right. Cleveland was up 3-1. Aroldis Chapman was pitching for the Cubs.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bad moment for Carter Hill. Bad moment. Cleveland was up 3-1. So, yes, I absolutely can see that. Cleveland was up 3-1. The Cubs then win the final three games of that series and win the World Series. Chapman blows the save in game seven.
Right.
And the Cubs end up winning in 10. Mike Montgomery closed out that World Series.
Aroldis Chapman now closer for the... for the Boston Red Sox.
That's
we got a
crazy.
Pitcher's change.
Good pull there.
Yeah. Pitcher's
change.
Yes, sir. Pitcher's change here in Salem. We'll step aside for just a moment on MILB TV. Back to action here in Salem. 3-0 Lynchburg lead. Second and third occupied. Here's Jeffrey Mercedes in a first pitch fastball. Misses outside. The count now 1-0. And a new pitcher on the bump for the Red Sox. Joe Vigatsky wearing number 6 in the Beermongers' home threads. Winds and fires 1-0. Swung hit off the bat. Left side foul. 1-1.
8-out save. Aroldis Chapman. What a pull by Jeff. That's phenomenal.
Appreciate it. One ball, one strike, Jeffrey Mercedes. 0 for 2 today. The pitch cranks foul, pull side. Way ahead of a breaking ball, 1 and 2. Yeah, Aroldis Chapman, Carter, you talked about it. He's one of those guys that has had some iconic moments on both sides of it, right?
No doubt.
On both sides of it. The 1-2, this is outside 2-2. But I think, though, it's a terrific addition for the Red Sox bullpen to have him as your closer. Personally, it makes me feel comfortable when he's out there. He's been dialed in early this season. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, flown foul. Behind home plate into the seats, 2-2. He's got that iconic stare down.
And he's
done it twice already for the Red Sox. He'll blow like 102 by you, and then he stands there and stares.
Oh, I know.
It's epic. 2-2 to Mercedes. Misses outside, and the count's full. This is a pivotal moment in the game if the Sox want to stay in it.
Oh, no doubt.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone. Second and third occupied. Salem trails 3-0. A three-piece in the fifth for Lynchburg. Payoff pitch on the way. Hammered foul right side. That's twice he's pulled that breaking ball with a lot of oomph, if you will.
Aroldis Chapman is one of those guys, when he's on, can be one of the best pitchers and relievers in baseball. He's just got to throw strikes. If he doesn't throw strikes, it is a tough uphill climb. But if he does, he can be one of the best.
Payoff pitch. Misses outside. It's ball four. And for the second inning in a row, the bases are loaded for the Hillcats.
And obviously, you know, of course, everybody needs to throw strikes. But it's one of those deals where you can see Aroldis Chapman's career, and you look at his time with the Yankees for those 6 years. And then he goes to Kansas City, actually, gets traded to the Rangers, wins a World Series there, not as the closer, but wins a World Series. As the pitch misses low and outside, count starts at 1-0. Jose Perella is the hitter of the plates for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And we'll toss it back over to Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Oh, thank you very much, Clark. 1 ball, no strikes for Perella. The pitch misses high, and the count now 2-0. You're in a spot here. You got nowhere to put him.
No.
You have to throw strikes, and it's just not happening at the moment for Mr. Vigatsky.
Again, to your point, key moment in this contest. Base hit. Makes it 5-0 in all likelihood. Bases remain loaded.
2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a huge breaking ball to get him to whiff. 2-1. Vigatsky, by the way, 19th round pick of the Pirates out of James Madison.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
JMU, baby. The Dukes just 2 hours away in Harrisonburg. The 2-1. Hit off the hands foul. 2-2. And now he's climbed back. The deuce is wild. Massive 2-2 pitch coming. With the bases loaded, 2 gone, trailing 3-0, trying ever so difficultly in this frame to keep the Red Sox in the game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, he was traded to Boston in the offseason?
I believe so.
He was drafted by the Pirates last summer, then traded to the Red Sox, and now getting to suit up in Salem.
Fairfax, Virginia native. Winds and fires, 2-2. Hammered foul to that pull side again. That is the third time we've seen them turn on that same breaking ball. But it's 2-2.
Got to be pretty cool for him. Obviously in the Red Sox organization, but growing up in Fairfax, playing at JMU to pretty much start your professional career in Salem in your second, or really your first full season.
2-2 on the way. Again, a breaking ball, absolutely crushed, pull side foul. Way ahead of it. But tremendous contact.
A quab. Quality at bat right here from Jose Perella.
Bases loaded. 2 gone. 2-2 pitch on the way. He struck him out. Swing and a miss. And the bases are stranded loaded for the Hillcats. Red Sox staying in it. Vigatsky works him out of the jam. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 3-0 Hillcats in Salem. rocking and rolling for the bottom of the sixth here in Salem. An unbelievable job by Joe Vigatsky to get the Sox in and out of the jam and strand the bases loaded with a strikeout in the top of the inning. And Franklin Arias takes a breaking ball high and in for ball one. The count 1-0 to start at the top of the order for the Sox here in the sixth. Righty-on-righty matchup. 1-0 pitch on the way. Arias stares at a strike. 82 on a breaking ball. 1-0. 1-1. Pitcher on the bump. Yogli Garcia for the Hillcats. The 1-1. Lifted foul. Opposite way into the seats. 1-2. Arias is 1-for-2 today. A base hit and a ground out. 400 hitter altogether this season. Garcia deals. 1-2 pitch. Hit off the hands, right back towards us, dropping in front of us out of the concourse. A foul ball. 1-2, it'll remain for one of the top prospects in one of the best farm systems in all of minor league baseball, Carter.
Boston Red Sox fans have to be stoked right now because you look at the team right now at the big league level.
1-2, misses downstairs, 2-2.
And you feel like, though they've gotten off to a slower start, the Sox are ready to start rolling at the big league level. And you still have a pretty loaded farm system. Now, granted, pretty top-loaded right now at the AAA level with guys like Roman Anthony.
2-2, swung on, hit into the air, shallow right field. Underneath it, Cesarini, and he makes the catch for out number one.
But you have a very, very nice group at the big league level, and then you have a younger core that's either currently contributing in Boston or is ready to contribute within the next couple of months. Now, how they kind of configure that, I don't know, defensively over the next 2-3 months and kind of how they configure that from a lineup standpoint is yet to be seen. That probably will be determined by whether or not the Sox are winning over the next 2-3 months, which they should be, but a lot of interesting decisions.
First pitch to Yoelin Cespedes, flown foul, right side, 0-1.
A lot of interesting decisions will be made up in Boston here over the next couple of months.
Could not agree with you more, Carter, and I'm proud to say that this job the last two summers has turned me into a huge Red Sox fan. The 0-1 called a strike top of the zone as he ducked away from the slider. 0-2. And
you ready to roll.
You, as my roommate, can attest, I have not missed a Boston Red Sox game, and I won't tonight because they're off. The 0-2 misses at the ankles, 1-2.
I mean, you can still say you didn't miss a Red Sox game tonight because guess what? You're watching the Salem Sox.
True.
But again, to your point, yes,
they're
I can
off.
Attest. Every single time I come home between the hours of 7 and 10 p.m. on the East Coast, baseball is on Gio's phone.
1-2. Rings him up, top of the zone, a strikeout. 94-mile-an-hour heater. That is number six for Yogli Garcia.
Or driving around town in Blacksburg.
Listening to Will Fleming on the radio with Will Middlebrooks. It's been awesome this year. And then the White Sox series, they had, of course, Cooper Boardman, who is a young star in the industry. First pitch, a strike for Antonio Anderson. 0-1. No, it's been a sputtering start to the year at times, but then you see the flashes of how good they can be. 0-1, swing and a miss with a breaking ball quickly, 0-2. They've definitely shown sparks of being the team that I think everyone expected them to be coming into the season. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, 1-2. I think there are a couple of things that are inarguable. Crochet is legit.
Yeah.
Bregman is legit. The 1-2. Misses outside, 2-2. Those were tremendous additions. Christian Campbell looks like he could seriously be a future star, and you have to be thrilled with the fact that you locked him up for the next
sure.
8 years. The 2-2. Swing at a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball, and the Sox are retired in three once again. They struck out, three up, three down in the fifth. Strikeouts out of two or three batters in the sixth. And the offense has disappeared for the Red Sox here as we go to the top of the seventh in Salem. 3-0. Hillcats in front. Top of the seventh inning here on a Thursday night in Salem. 3-0. Hillcats in front. And Lynchburg ready to go 8-9-1 in the order. Christopher Espidola, the designated hitter, will get us going. Joe Vigatsky on the bump for the Red Sox, ready to start his first full inning of work. Ready on lefty, first pitch on the way. Espidola cranks it high into shallow right field. On the run, U-10 makes a head-high catch on a jog for out number one on the first pitch of the seventh inning. 3-0 Hillcats, all three runs scored in the top of the fifth, if you're just joining us for the later stages tonight here in Salem. How did it happen? Well, three free passes didn't help. A walk, a hit by pitch, another walk. Carlos Gutierrez, a two RBI single. Here he is standing in from the left side. A first pitch called a strike, bottom of the zone, 0-1. And like I mentioned, he was the one that finally cracked the scoreboard for either team in the fifth. Righty on lefty, no balls and a strike. Here's the pitch from Vigatsky. Snares the outside corner, 92 with a fastball, and it's 0-2. And then one more run would cross on an error. Snap throw over to third. Got into shallow left field. And Espinola got home after a stolen base and an error. 0-2 on the way to Gutierrez. This is outside. 82 with a breaking ball, 1-2.
So we were talking about the Red Sox at the big league level. And we were talking about maybe slower start than some fans would want. But we were talking about this on the car ride over here today. How about the American League as a whole?
1-2. Sliced out into left field. Foul by about 4 feet. 1-2.
Like, when you look at the American League standings, right now, the best team by record, the best record in the American League is the Yankees, and they're 11-7. To compare, the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are fourth in the NL West, are 11-7.
One ball, two strikes, the pitch. This is Hyatt away with the fastball. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I want to bring this up, Carter. I want to get back to your topic of conversation, but I want to bring this up real quick since you brought up the minor leagues. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Slider down and in. And it's the inning second out in the seventh with nobody on. A 3-0 Hillcats lead. The Woo Sox just wrapped up a no-hitter.
Really?
Second no-hitter in Worcester Red Sox history. Cooper Criswell, who is a Boston Red Sox,
right. Yep.
On rehab. Isaiah Campbell and Jacob Webb combined for a no-no. First pitch, called his strike, top of the zone, top of the order. Garrett Howe takes it. It's 0-1.
Jacob Webb's in the Sox organization now. No kidding. Pitched in Baltimore for quite some time.
0-1 misses downstairs, 1-1.
And yeah, he pitched for the Orioles the last couple of years in their bullpen.
That's right. Of course, Criswell, a big piece of the bullpen for the Red Sox. They're excited to have him back. They're very excited to have Brian Bayo back in the near future. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and drilled high and deep to right. Playable for Nathaniel U-10. Three steps to his left and makes the head-high snag for out number three. Three up, three down in the seventh. Vigatsky is cooking. And the Bats wake up. 3-0 Hillcats. Bottom of seven after this in Salem. Thank you. Bottom of the seventh on a Thursday night here in Salem. 3-0 Hillcats in front of the Red Sox. They scored all three of their runs in the top of the fifth inning. The Red Sox have gone ice cold. 0-3 in the fifth. 3-up, 3-down again in the sixth. 4, 5, and 6 due up to try and ignite some offense here. Andrew Musitt, Claver Salazar, and Fraley Encarnacio. First pitch snares the inside corner on a breaking ball to Musitt, and it is 0-1. Pitcher on the bump for the other side. Yogi Garcia, 0-1. Misses outside, 1-1. And Garcia, now in his fourth inning of work, he's been tremendous. 3 hits for Lynchburg, 2 for the Sox. Sox haven't tallied a hit since the third inning. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and away, 1-2. It was a triple to lead off in the third for Kareem Ayubi. The Sox have not gotten a hit since. They've had 2 base runners since, a pair of walks in the fourth, stranded them on second and third. So the offensive opportunities have been there. The 1-2, swing and a miss, he struck him out. That is now 8 strikeouts for Yogi Garcia. He's got 3 in his last 3 batters faced. Carter, he's got 6 strikeouts in his last 7 batters faced.
That's crazy considering he came out of the pen. Fourth inning of work for the right-hander.
Here's Claver Salazar, the designated hitter from the right side. First pitch on the way. And the righty takes a breaking ball, skipped in the dirt, 1-0.
Hillcats with a victory. Will have taken 2 of the first 3 of the series. And again, to your point, just 5 combined hits in general. Just not been the biggest offensive showcase. And again, for Lynchburg, their first hits.
1-0. Called a strike, top of the zone. 1-1.
Their first hit came in a situation with the bases loaded. And a line drive single down the left field line turns into 2 runs for the Hillcats.
Here's a swing and a sizzling ground ball left side. Mercedes scoops, fired a first in time. 2 away.
Just not a lot of, I mean, the Sox kind of built some momentum and got some guys on the base pass in that fourth and fifth range. But for the most part, nothing really going here recently with Garcia on the bump.
Well, 2 gone. Nobody on, trailing by 3 for Fraley Encarnacion. 0-2 tonight. First pitch, he swings, hits it off the hands. Popped up the middle, and making the catch, the third baseman, Mercedes, on the run. Called off Francisca, and obviously you're going to call off your pitcher, but really surprised he called off Francisca. Nevertheless, a pop out to the third baseman, and it's another 3-up, 3-down frame. Garcia has retired the Sox last 10 consecutive. 3-0 Hillcats lead. Top of the 8th after this in Salem. Top of the 8th inning on a Thursday night in Salem, 3-0. Red Sox trail Lynchburg, and stepping up to the mic to take us the rest of the way tonight, Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Heater. Appreciate you there. 2-3-4 goes in the Hillcats order. Welvin Francisca from the left side. Right-hander Vigatsky is back on the rubber. Comes at third base side. Winds and fires. He swings and misses at the first pitch, and the count starts at 0-1. 3-0 Sox trail, top of the 8th in Salem. Game three of this six-game set between the Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. 0-1, kick Sandhills. It is a called strike outside edge, and it's quickly nothing and two. Francisca, Luis Morejo, and Bennett Thompson, the starting catcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 0-2, he swings, dribbles it up the middle. Vygotsky fields, races to first, flips it underhand, and there's out number one. A chopper up the middle. Vygotsky kind of shielded his face away from the ball, but is able to collect it on a hop and flip it underneath for the first out of the frame.
That's a PFP, baby. Pitcher fielding position, and he does a nice job of it right there. Those are always scary. They make you hold your breath, but Vygotsky with a great job.
Here's Luis Morejo from the right side. Righty on righty matchup. First pitch, winds and fires. It is a slider that misses low and outside, and the count begins at a ball and no strikes. Looking around the Carolina League, here in Salem, top eight, 3-0 Lynchburg over the Red Sox. Five County Stadium, Zebulon, North Carolina, 1-0 is a slider for a strike inside edge, 1-1. The Mudcats are off to a 9-2 start this season, up 6-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds, bottom six, 1-1. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did at the sweeping slider, and it shifts the count to 1-2. Kannapolis up 4-3 over Columbia, bottom six. Down in Kannapolis, North Carolina. 1-2. Check swing. Slider again. They're going to peel this one? They will, but he did not go, according to Parker Powell. And it's even to 2-2. Fayetteville up 3-2 on Fredericksburg down at Seeger Stadium. Bottom 5-2. Cold strike three inside corner. Right back to the breaking ball. Morejo retired on strikes, and there's two down here in the eighth.
I'll tell you what, Vygotsky is cooking, and you got to feel really good if you're Ozzy Chavez about what this relief arm has done for you. Remember the jam he got him out of? Stranded, the bases loaded, and then ever since has just been dialed in. Three up, three down in the seventh, now two gone in the eighth.
First pitch, and Bennett Thompson sees a strike inside corner of the knees, and the count begins at nothing and one. The Charleston River Dogs up 4-0 over the Hickory Crawdads in their first season in the Carolina League. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Nothing and two. Hickory now the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Downey's Wood Ducks are no more. 0-2. Outside it goes. And it maneuvers the count to 1-2. So Downey's no more. The single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, formerly the high-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. 1-2. Swing and a tipper foul off the front foot of Andrew Musitz. And now the new high-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, located in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Is it the Hub City Spartanburgers is what it's called?
That's exactly what it is.
There you go. One ball, two strikes. Comes to third base side. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. Another K. And through the eighth with ease. To the home half of the eighth, we go in Salem. 3-0. The Sox trail. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV. bottom half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0, the Lynchburg Hillcats over the Salem Beer Mongers in game number three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni here, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, we are so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in. 7-9 in the Sox order. Here's Nathaniel Yutzen from the left side. First pitch from Donovan Zach is a ball that misses high and away. Went first pitch fastball, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Zach, the eighth-round pick by the Cleveland Guardians in the 2024 MLB draft. At a Rutgers University, 1-0 is a strike inside edge, right at the kneecaps, and it's even at 1-1. 1-0 this season, a 10.80 ERA. This is his fourth appearance of the 2025 campaign. 1-1, wave and a miss. Out in front of the changeup, and it's 1-2. 3 1/3 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts to 3 walks. And originally out of Summit, New Jersey. Standing tall at 6'3", 185. His 1-2, kick Sandhills. Swing and a miss. U10 down on strikes. Second strikeout for U10 today. The first for the lefty, Zach. And there is one down for Kareem Ayoubi, the left fielder.
Yeah, it's tough because you're in that point in the game where you're kind of forced to try and make a play.
Yeah.
Right, you're swinging a little more than maybe typical, and the K's will add up on you.
First pitch, check swing, high fastball, he went around. So nothing in one to the Red Sox starting left fielder who tripled back in the second. A high fly ball that two hopped off the right center field wall. Kelvin Diaz on deck. Ayoubi at the dish. 0-1, curls and unfurls. Breaking ball sails high and inside. And we're even up at 1-1. How about some breaking news in the baseball world? One of the crazier things you will probably read this evening. So Patrick Corbin, a 2019 World Series champ, 1-1, is a fastball that runs high and away.
And Cicero, North Syracuse High
School
graduate.
That's right.
He went to the same high school I did.
Two balls and a strike. That's right. You're still a more famous alum than Patrick Corbin of CNX, Cicero North Syracuse High School.
I was going to say, that dude's a World Series champ. You know who's the most famous alum of my high school? Brianna Stewart.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And but Beth Mowens up
yes,
there.
Yes, very true.
Good high school.
I forgot about that until you said that. So Patrick Corbin, 2019 World Series champ, and also a graduate of Cicero North Syracuse High School, Jew's alma mater.
Upstate New York.
Correct. Has pitched for the Diamondbacks, the Nationals, and now the Texas Rangers in his career. Well, Patrick Corbin pitched last night for the Rangers, but 2-2, wave and a miss. Got him strike three. A slider low and outside gets Ayoubi to chase, and there's two down for Kelvin Diaz.
Carter, I want to hear something crazy.
What's that?
1-2-3, not to, that's 5-6-7-8. Eight of the last 10 batters have struck out for the Red Sox. Eight of the last 10 have struck out, and that's 13 consecutive retired.
First pitch, high and inside it goes. One ball, no strikes to the Red Sox starting center fielder. But yeah, so Patrick Corbin, he pitches last night. I don't know his line, but he did pitch last night. But this just came out as of 32 minutes ago. Pitch misses high and in again. Two balls, no strikes. Patrick Corbin, according to Kennedy Landry of MLB.com, was able to pitch last night despite, quote, hardly being able to walk. 2-0, wave and a miss. 2-1. When he arrived in the clubhouse, the reason is he was bit by a suspected venomous spider. And he pitched last night.
What?
He was bit by a venomous creature. 2-1. He swings and flies it foul down the right field line.
He could
up at 2-2.
Barely walk when he got in. How did they take care of that?
I guess they said go to the mound. Then he pitched for the Texas Rangers last night. But yeah, John Boy Media just put out this graphic. It says bit by a venomous creature.
I got it.
Yeah, pull this bad boy up. Two balls, two strikes. Franklin Arias is on deck for the Sox. Kick Sandhills. Inside it goes. and it fills up to 3-2.
How do you spell John Boy?
John Boy?
Yeah.
J-O-M.
There you go.
B. There you go.
What does that even mean?
It's through, well, that's the person. It's John Boy Media, I should say. Three balls, two strikes. Diaz at the dish. Comes at first base side. And Zach, the lefty, curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Donovan Zach strikes out the side. The Hillcats continue to K the Sox on the bump. And to the ninth we go in Salem. 3-0, the Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV. Top of the night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0 Lynchburg Hillcats over the Salem Beer Mongers on this Thursday evening here in Salem. The right-hander Joe Vigatsky is back on the bump for Salem. His first pitch is a line drive down the left field line. Foul off the bat of Ryan Cesarini, the starting right fielder. 4-5-6 it goes in the Lynchburg order. Cesarini, Jeffrey Mercedes, and Jose Perella, the starting center fielder. 0-1, third base side, kicks and deals. He swings and flies it foul down the left field line. Quickly, nothing in two. Lynchburg took the first game of the six-game set. The Red Sox, 9-7 winners yesterday on an education day here from Salem. And right back to work in game number three. Joe Vigatsky, the third pitcher of the contest for the Salem Red Sox. Devin Futrell, Luis Cohen, and Joe Vigatsky. Here's 0-2. Inside it goes. And it moves the count to 1-2. Cesarini today, the starting right fielder for Lynchburg. He flew out in the second and was hit by a pitch back in the fifth. 1-2 from the windup, kicks and deals. Breaking ball misses low and in. And it's even up at 2-2. Three hits for the Hillcats, just two for the Salem Red Sox. Lynchburg got all three runs in the top of the fifth. 2-2 from Joe. He swings and dribbles it foul first base side. Cesarini spoils it and stays alive. We mentioned the three runs in the top of the fifth. Carlos Gutierrez, two-run single. 2-2. Outside it goes. Went fastball that runs just a hair away as he tries to pierce the black, I should say. And it fills up to 3-2. Right back to work. Righty winds and fires. Misses low and in. And there's ball four. So nice AB from Ryan Cesarini. A full count walk to lead off the frame. And the Hillcats have a base runner for Jeffrey Mercedes, the starting third baseman. Carlos Gutierrez two-run single back in the fifth was Lynchburg's first hit of the contest. First pitch is a high and away fastball. One ball, no strikes. Mercedes 0-for-2. Popped up in the second to Franklin Arias. Flew out to left and walked back in the sixth. Cesarini off of first. And the 1-0. Misses high and outside once more. Two balls and no strikes as Vigatsky all of a sudden has lost the strike zone.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's struggling to locate, to your point, Carter. After he was lights out the last couple of innings.
Two balls, no strikes. Righty deals. He swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. Anderson in foul ground. Now Musid will watch it fall. One hopping over the Salem dugout. So two balls and a strike now on the Hillcats starting third baseman. There is some action in the Salem bullpen. Again, just the third pitcher of the day for the Sox. Vigatsky so far today. 2 1/3 without a hit. 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. Cesarini down at first. And the 2-1 to Mercedes. He swings, rips it foul, first base side. Counts even at 2-2. Both the Red Sox and the Hillcats coming in at 5-6 as here comes Ozzy Chavez. And an interesting time for the first-year manager of the Sox to have a conversation with the count 2-2 on Jeffrey Mercedes.
Yeah, and the facial expression of Vigatsky almost seemed like, ah, come on, let me stick in here. Not going to be the case.
They're going to take him out of the game. You wonder if it was some sort of pitch count on Joe Vigatsky. Does not appear to be coming up gingerly in any sort of way. Take a replay. Take a look on the replay in MLB TV. Actually seemed to be feeling himself. Quite the opposite. Shaking the head. Nonetheless, Vigatsky leaves, and the Sox go to the pen. 2-2 count on Jeffrey Mercedes, and Ozzy Chavez turns to the Salem bullpen. We'll tell you about the new arm when we return, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening in and watching Salem Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV. All right, back to Salem. Diego Valoria on the bump, and he throws it behind Jeffrey Mercedes on the first pitch from the typical catcher for the Salem Red Sox. It's a wild pitch that allows Cesarini to advance to second, and the count fills up to 3-2 as the Sox turn to a position player down 3-0.
Yeah, a little surprised here. Must be a just trying to save the bullpen for the rest of the week scenario.
So Joe Vigatsky is done. 3-2. Is way high and inside as it sails to the backstop. Cesarini dances down to third, and it's a walk to Jeffrey Mercedes as the second consecutive wild pitch sets up Lynchburg first and third with nobody down. So as far as we can tell, This is Diego Valoria's first professional appearance on the bump. A typical catcher for the Sox. First pitch, it is a ball that misses high and outside to Jose Perella. One ball, no strikes. Valoria so far this season, two at-bats. He's 0 for 2, but yet to pitch. 1-0, runner takes off. It is a ball that misses high and in. Two balls, no strikes. Mercedes advances to second with no throw. And now second and third, nobody out. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. He swings and flies it down the left field line, foul. And it's now 2-1 on Jose Perella. So Diego Valoria, in his third season with the Salem Red Sox, gets his first appearance on the bump. 2-1 is a strike. Outside corner, 86 out of the right hand of Valoria. And it's 2-2. And now he finds himself 2-2. He swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield, foul. Perella stays alive. So all of a sudden, down 3-0 once again. Trying to conserve the bullpen, the Red Sox turn to a typical catching option in Diego Valoria. 2-2, and it drilled him. Hit him on the front elbow as the bases are now going to be loaded for Lynchburg with nobody out. Valoria can dial it in. Again, 86 out of his right hand. But again, just trying to find the strike zone. And after back-to-back walks and a hit by a pitch, the bases are juiced for the Hillcats. Andrew Musitt is going to come out and have a chat with the righty Valoria. Again, typically a catcher that time to time comes off the bench for the Salem Red Sox. Occasionally gets a start here and there. And today, he's a bullpen option in a 3-0 game in the ninth inning. First pitch. There's a strike. Top of the zone. Christopher Espinola is the hitter of the dish for Lynchburg. Valoria's quick with it. Right back to work. 0-1. He swings and flies it straightaway center. Diaz ranges back to his right. Makes the catch for out number one. Cesarini tags. Will score with these. Both runners follow. Throw to second. Double play. So Cesarini scores, Mercedes to third, and Perella is gunned down at second.
How about that? Really needed it if you're the Sox. Just trying to give the offense a chance here, and outs were hard to come by all of a sudden, so that was big.
Here's Carlos Gutierrez. First pitch is a strike inside corner. Nothing at one to the Hillcats starting left fielder. Two-run single back in the fifth. 0-1 sails high and in. One ball, one strike. So a run scores. Because it was not a force, Espinola gets the RBI. 1-1. Outside it goes. 2-1. Espinola gets the RBI. As Cesarini crosses, Mercedes now a third. 2-1. He swings and dribbles it right side. Cespedes charges. Fields flips to first. And there's out number three. So Diego Valoria limits the damage for the Salem Sox. The Red Sox down to their final three outs. Trying to climb out of a 4-0 hole in the bottom of the ninth. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening to Salem Sox Baseball all season long on MILB.com and watching on MILB TV. final crack for the Salem Sox. Home after the night at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 4-0, the Sox trail. Top of the lineup for Salem, 1-2-3, Franklin Arias, Yoelen Cespedes, and Antonio Anderson. The left-hander, Donovan Zach, trying to slam the door for Lynchburg. First pitch from the lefty is a fastball that sails high and outside. So one ball, no strikes to the fourth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-for-3 today, single in the first. Lefty comes set first base side and offers. He swings and tips it foul, first base side. Count's even at 1-1. Also bounced out in the third and struck out in the sixth. Lefty on righty matchup. Donovan Zach kicks and deals. He swings and flies it foul down the right field line. Count maneuvers to 1-2. Sox just need a couple base runners. Just two hits in the contest. They have yet to pick up a hit since the Kareem Ayoubi leadoff triple back in the second. 1-2, curls and unfurls. He swings and tips it foul. First base side once more. Arias spoils it and stays alive. So just Franklin Arias and Kareem Ayoubi with base knocks today for the Sox. One ball, two strikes. And the lefty deals. He swings and laces it through the right side for a base hit. Second hit of the day for Franklin Arias. And the Sox have the leadoff runner aboard here in the ninth.
Well, you got to start somewhere, and that'll get you going. Nobody out. Leadoff man, Franklin Arias. Second hit, pushes it through the right side, not trying to do too much. And giving him a chance here. Here's Cespedes. He's 0-for-3. Three strikeouts, Carter. See if he can at least just put a ball in play here.
Three strikeouts indeed for the seventh best prospect in the system. From the stretch, first pitch. High and outside, went fastball. And the count begins at a ball and no strikes. Starting second baseman for the Salem Red Sox. Arias off of first. Zach from the belt, kicks and deals. He swings, rips it left side, through for a base hit. Off the glove of Mercedes. Arias turns the corner, races for third, and into second with a double is Yoelen Cespedes. Back-to-back knocks for the Sox, and something is cooking in the ninth.
Something cooking indeed. Sizzled that one off the bat, just cranked it. Pull side, extra bases into the corner and left, and aggressive base running for the Sox pays off. Second and third, love to see it.
So a quick meeting on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Franklin Arias now at third base. And Yoelen Cespedes resides at second. Antonio Anderson turns around. Will hit from the right side for the first time today. The switch hitter from Atlanta is currently 0-for-2. Lefty on righty matchup as the crowd comes alive. First pitch. Inside, but called a strike. Right at the knees to the dismay of Double A. And the count starts at 0-1. Anytime you have a Thirsty Thursday crowd, you'll have a group that's a bit rowdy.
Always. As they should be. Well hydrated.
Muted on deck. And the 0-1. Breaking ball high and outside. And it's even up at 1-1. Also, college night here at the ballpark. Some folks just down the third baseline trying to make some noise for the Salem Sox. One ball, one strike. Curls and unfurls. High and in. Shifts the count to 2-1. We talk about just getting base runners, but all of a sudden, if Double A reaches, the tying run comes to the plate. Sox trail 4-0. And the 2-1. He swings and rips it. Left field and deep. Gutierrez on the run makes the catch in front of the track, route number one. Arias tags, scores with ease. Sack fly Double A, and it's now 4-1.
Oh, he does his job, and he got a lot of that one. And I think Cespedes wishes maybe he got a better read on it, because I think he had a good chance to move down to third and just kind of, I don't know, he took too long to ponder it and then ended up having to retreat. But nevertheless, you get the run. Would have been nice to have Cespedes at third, but you get the run.
The tying run now waits in the on-deck circle. Andrew Musit for Spitch. He swings and flies it. Shallow right. Moving back Cesarini just in front of the track will make the catch head high for out number two. Cespedes maneuvers to third, advances 90 feet, but the Sox are now down to their final out.
And now you need a little bit of magic here. Indeed.
Claver Salazar, designated hitter for Salem, digs in from the right side. Final hope for the Salem Red Sox. 0-2 today. A strikeout, a bounce out, and a walk. Cespedes down at third. Lefty on righty matchup, and the pitch is a strike. Outside corner, went first pitch fastball, and the count starts at 0-1. Braley and Canacion just in case is on deck. Salem looking for a spark in the ninth. No balls in a strike. Lefty deals. High and in. And it's even up at 1-1. Grip the change of just a little bit too hard. And it dances Salazar out of the way. One ball, one strike. Sox trail at 4-1. Bottom of the ninth in Salem. And the 1-1. He swings and tips it foul. Right behind home plate. And the Sox are down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes as Salazar calls time. Donovan Zach looking to slam the door and earn the six-out save. Will be the first of his professional career. 1-2. He swings and knifes it foul. Over the screen as it bounces off the front of the suites behind home plates. We'll reset and do it all over again. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Sox trail 4-1, bottom of the ninth in Salem. Yoelin Cespedes off a third. The 1-2 to Salazar. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. The slider to perfection. Zach with his first professional save, and the Sox fall 4-1 to Lynchburg here in 9. Well, tough one for the Sox. They get one run in the bottom of the ninth on the double-A sacrifice fly. But for the most part, a pretty dormant night offensively is translated into a 4-1 defeat.
Yeah, and it's tough. You go ice cold in those middle innings, Carter. Three up, three down with three strikeouts in the fifth. Three up, three down again in the sixth with two strikeouts. Three up, three down in the seventh. And then the second time of the game, you get the side struck and up, three down in the eighth. It's just the K's were costly throughout the day. You add them all up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You can't strike out 14 times offensively.
No, you can't. No, you
cannot. And expect to win, that is.
No, you cannot. As the righty Garcia out of the pen goes four scoreless, eight strikeouts to just two walks. The left-hander Zach with four out of the pen. Two innings, two hits, a run, it was earned, and he earns his first professional save as the Hillcats win it 4-1 over the Red Sox. Hillcats advance, or improve rather, to 6-6 on the season. They've taken two of the first three in the series. Salem drops to 5-7 on the 2025 campaign. But once more, the Red Sox fall 4-1 to the Lynchburg Hillcats on this Thursday night in Salem, Virginia. As far as we know, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Wait and see when Braden is okay to return, being under the weather here over the last 24 hours or so. So we'll wait and see when he's able to come back. But if he can't, you'll have me and Gio back on the call tomorrow evening. That is a 6:35 p.m. first pitch between the Hillcats and the Red Sox as Salem looks to even up the six-game set. So for my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater, and our return to Salem, first time since September. It's great to be back for a night.
Always.
For Will Howe, our director of video production. For the first time ever, I'm able to say director of video production, Will Howe, which
that's
is
true.
Awesome.
Yes.
So thank you, Will, for doing everything behind the scenes. for our entire crew, our director Levi, everybody in the control room and down on the field helping us out as well. I'm Carter Hill saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, for the Hillcats, top of the Red Sox, 4-1 on this Thursday evening here from Salem. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow from Salem Memorial Ballpark.